This is Matty Johns.
Gordon Tullis.
Andrew Johns.
Ryan Girdley.
Wendell Saylor.
Paul Gallen.
MG.
And I'm Peter Sterling.
Triple M rocks the footy.
The Verdict. Breaking down the game that was.
For DeWalt. Guaranteed tough. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.
The Bundle Boots man of the match is...
Oh, Damien Cook. Head and shoulders above anyone.
Yep.
Everybody.
Yep.
Mate.
By far.
Oh, outstanding.
Honourable mention to John Sutton.
Yeah. So, also...
And the Burgess brothers.
Madison too was good.
Yes, in a beaten team he was.
I'll tell you who was good too, Alex Johnson.
Yep.
Had a good game. Good win for the Rabbitohs. Giving each other a cuddle. 3 from 3 for both these teams. And so the battle takes place again. This time the Rabbitohs get the points. As the players shake their hands, Rabbitohs 26, Roosters 14. A remarkable second half from the Rabbitohs, who came out, scored a freakish try early in the second half, just went on with the job. 26 points to 14. Our Mongrel Boots man of the match is the Rabbitohs number 9, Damien Cook, who's still pressing for Origin selection. And Emma Lawrence is making her way out onto the field now, so we'll get hold of Em as soon as we can. And, of course, Rugby League on the Triple M Network is, as all, thanks to Ream Hot Water. Install a Ream. So just to be absolutely correct with what's happening across the weekend, tomorrow the boys have got the Sharks.
No, sorry, it's a Storm.
It is the Storm.
Yeah, Storm at Knights.
That's the 6 o'clock game.
Yes.
Sorry, Storm Knights.
Okay, and then we've got, so the 7:30 game is the Roosters. We don't have that one. But then, of course, Saturday, 3 o'clock, Warriors
that
Broncos.
Game. That'll be you and me and Sterlo. Couple of legends.
Actually, I think Dan's on that one.
Oh, is he?
And then I'm on this one. Cowboys Dogs.
Oh, I'm doing both games.
All right, boys, let's
Em's
go.
Em's got Cooper Cronk.
I think, well, let's go down to the sideline. Emma Lawrence is with Cooper Cronk now. Em.
Yeah, Cooper, thanks for your time. I know it's tough. What was most disappointing about tonight's performance?
I need to get my breath back on a minute. Most disappointing, probably the way that we started the game. I threw an inside pass forward on the second play. Jared dropped the ball. Two senior players make an error to start the game. When the starts of the game in the NRL are crucial to set momentum. Then our defence through the middle third of the field was quite sloppy. A few breaks through the middle third. But then we got ourselves back into the game, and then GI scored that try there. So just inconsistent. A lot of our areas in the game are a bit inconsistent.
I don't know if you could hear it, but when Jake Friend was coming off, there were some boos. I think some people, for one simple effort, were really getting stuck into him. Is that really disappointing?
What was that, sorry?
The fact that the crowd were booing Jake Friend when he came off. How disappointing is that?
They're probably the ones wearing the South jerseys. Look, Jake Friend's the Roosters captain. He does a tremendous job. He tackles about 400 times in a game. He puts his head where I wouldn't put my feet. So he does a tremendous job, that guy, and he's the captain of our footy club. So I dare say it wasn't the red, white and blue supporters.
Gents, up to you.
Yeah, Cooper, it's always hard to speak, mate, after a loss. We know that. We really appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, good.
Mate, it was kind of a game that just you were never in. All the ball was theirs in the first half, and even though he's tried your guts out in the second half, it's just a bridge too far.
Oh, look, I think we didn't start the game well at all. Our defence is the cornerstone of what we want to do, and they cut us open a couple of times through the middle third, and you said our effort, and that's great, but the NRL's all about putting effort, skill and execution together, and we didn't do that tonight.
All right, we'll leave you go, Coops.
And
thanks
mate.
For your time,
thanks,
mate. Thanks, Em. And we'll get a couple more interviews there. We'll let Cooper Cronk go. And beautiful words that he said about Jake Friend. That's how a team player should. And I really enjoyed hearing Cooper saying that.
Well, I didn't want the heart to tell him that it wasn't the Rabbitohs fans. It was the Roosters fans.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to disappoint him after a loss even more. But it was. And you know what? As Del said through the game, passion plays a big part.
Yeah,
but sometimes you've got to have respect as well.
Oh, mate, what Jake Friend has done for this club, and even when he went through the troubled times, mate, he went back and worked a proper job and then came back, and I think it's a great story. I think you just got to treat him with a bit of respect. You mightn't get the results that you want, but, geez, and you know what it is? It's the love they have for Victor Radley too.
Yeah.
They want Radley to be there, and,
But, come on. To boo your own player,
to me,
I come to the football every week as a supporter as well as a commentator. Mm. That's people that don't come to the football week in, week out.
I wouldn't
That's
say
what that.
That
is. That's a people that come to the footy when their team's winning.
Yeah.
And boo the captain when they lose. Come on. 26 points to 14. We'll get Em in position and get some more interviews for you shortly. Our Mongrel Boots man of the match went to Damien Cook for the Rabbitohs. And we'll have a look at some of these stats now while we get a second. And, of course, the Rabbitohs, it was 8-all at half-time. South come out and scored 18 points in the second half. Errors, well, Roosters made 11 and South made 8. Hang on, I'll interrupt myself there because Em's with Damo now, with Damien Cook. Take it away, Em.
I know him.
Damien, congratulations not only on a great team performance, but for you personally, what do you put that down to? It was an incredible game.
Look, we've got a really good forward pack here, and it's just great to see the Burgess boys, Jason Clark, start when they'll start in the day. It's a big pack, and good to see them running nice and hard. And you know, you see what it done to the Marcus and the defence of the Roosters. It just made my job a lot easier.
Now, there's been so much talk about Origin. The boys up there were saying that you're ready. You must be confident that you're ready. How badly do you want that jersey?
Well, I'm just backing myself to you know, play consistent footy week in, week out. Like I said just before, big forward pack making my job a lot easier, looking after me in defence there as well. And, you know, like I've said before, my focus is South Sydney and playing consistent here and getting the wins. And if those Origin things come along the way, you know, definitely a goal of mine. I'd love to do it.
Gents, up to you.
Hey, Cookie, it's Del, mate. Geez, you've always been a humble young man, mate. Always been fast, mate. You carved them up down the middle there. Mate, well done to you, mate. Mate, what happened there when your ankle, when you got injured there at one stage, mate? I thought you played pretty tough then.
Yeah, look, got tackled from behind and the ankle went right from underneath me, but as you know, sometimes it's just more of a scare, I think. It took a couple of sets to warm back up and it was okay. I think it's all right at the moment, but you know, first initial scare, I think, when it went underneath me, but all good now.
Mate, what about the intensity that you started with? I know you talked about it then, the Burgess boys rolling through the middle and that, and then obviously made it easy for you, but the Roosters, they couldn't match you early, mate.
Yeah, that's what we had last you know, last week we just didn't start well against the Dragons, and you know, we had put in a gutsy effort, and our focus coming into the game was to you know, start fast, and I think that's where we won the game today in the first half and then went on with it.
We spoke to the New South Wales coach before the game, Brad Fittler, who was on the sideline working for Channel 9 tonight, and you're one of the blokes he came to watch in particular. There was one instance right there near the end, about 10 minutes to go, when you did a one-on-one tackle with Dylan Napa that suggests to me that you're ready for Origin. And I know you don't want to talk your own hopes up, but well done on tonight, mate. Congratulations on a great team win. And yeah, the Rabbitohs, no one saw that coming tonight, I'll tell you now. Well done.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good on you, Cookie. There he is on the sideline with Emma. Oh, thanks to Dream Hot Water Heaters and the Rabbitohs faithful here and there, giving a special presentation to Jace Clark.
Oh, 150 good.
Games.
Yeah.
So they might all go back to the Joey Banks Hotel in Botany and have a beer with Clarkie and his father, Gary. They're Rabbitohs mad. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to take you out with the highlights of the play of the day, the C-Bus Super Play of the Day, the Rabbitohs beating the Roosters 26-14.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Dummy half. He's gone right through to Desco. He's only got the fullback to beat, and Johnson comes at him and stops him. Oh, he went through like lightning.
10 metres inside the Rabbitohs' end. Played back now. It goes across from Radley to Keary. Keary then gets it out to Latrell Mitchell. Mitchell for the corner.
There we go.
And Mitchell plants it down. Latrell Mitchell's got our first try.
Welcome back to Allianz Stadium. Thursday night football is all done and dusted with the Rabbitohs beating the Roosters by 26-14. The boys and Emma Lawrence gave their mongrel boots man of the match to Damien Cook, the South Sydney number 9, who had an absolute cracking good game. So many of the South players ran for 100 metres or more or thereabouts, and I don't know where to start with it. Richie Kenner, Greg Inglis, Dane Gagai, also Thomas Burgess, Damien Cook, George Burgess, Johnny Sutton, Angus Crichton. It was just a mammoth effort, but leading the way was, of course, Damien Cook, MG.
Oh, they just all of them superb. Look, Tom Burgess, 179. Yeah. George Burgess, 152.
Sutton,
176. Angus Crichton, who seemed to be everywhere, was the least at 98. So, yeah. And even off the bench, Mark Nichols, 107. Totola, 122. It's an unbelievable effort from their forwards, who had two of their major weapons out tonight in Murray and Sam Burgess. And to having a performance like that, well, that's the benchmark now. When Sam comes back, you've got to be stronger, not weaker.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Mate, and well said. It is, mate. A lot of players picked up the slack then, which you've got to do. You can't just think, oh, we got Sam back now.
Yeah.
Let's just all follow Sam. Mate, go with him. Set the standard for Sam. I mean, he sets the standard every week.
Young Reynolds tonight, I know I was a bit critical of him in the first 20 minutes, but I think he, in the end there, he was one of the difference in the game. He was to keep young Dewey off for the whole game when he's been an enterprising player in the opening, you know, 4 to 5 weeks of the game. That was South, when they're on song, it's so good to watch. because in Inglis and Gagai tonight got involved, Dell, and seeing them get involved, especially Inglis, you know, who almost went over 3 tries tonight, he wanted to be in the game.
Yeah, he did. 100% he did.
Before we talk about the Roosters, fellas, let me ask you about something like this. I think a lot of us footy mad lovers don't understand. A bloke like Adam Dewey gets picked in the 17, and he doesn't get not even a minute on the field there, Del.
Well, it just depends. If you need him and where you need him. So, you know, if there's times in the game where you probably need to make a change somewhere. But mate, the Bunnies, I think they were virtually in control of their game. I know it was 8-all, and they, you know, we probably thought they should have been 10-12 points up, but there wasn't a chance to put Dewey on it, unfortunately. And that's, mate, good coaching from Seabold because he backed himself. I mean, I know it's... we've seen some coaches not use players before.
Origin.
Origin, it's happened, you know. But I think, you know, from Anthony Seabold, he backed the troops that were out there and they did the job. And as MG just said, mate, Reynolds early, he was a bit off in the first 20 minutes, but then he came good and, you know, he closed the game out for him.
Boys, what about the Roosters? Just before we wrap things up here, the Roosters in their last 3 weeks, of course, they had a great win last week against the Sharkies, take nothing away from them. But the week before, the Warriors got them here, and tonight South got them here, and there were passages of play where they had repeat set after repeat set in the opposition 20 and didn't look like scoring. Where do the Roosters go from here?
Well, next week they've got the Doggies at ANZ. You don't want to be one of them teams that win one, lose one, win one, lose one. And that's what they said tonight. The Rabbitohs didn't want to be that. I don't know. I think they might be too strong for the Doggies next week, but who knows? They've got, on paper, one of the best teams in the competition, but unfortunately, paper doesn't give you attitude and doesn't inspire you. And tonight, the Rabbitohs just come out, and from the opening whistle, they were running harder. They had more contact meters, post-contact meters. Angus Crichton, that little flick ball that gave them momentum. South just looked like a different team. And as we just said, if do that with these new players coming back who have been out, especially Sam Burgess, and they're going to be a very hard team to beat.
But what the Roosters, for me, the Roosters just didn't want it enough tonight early. You know, they've got such a good squad that they probably think, look, Latrell Mitchell gets them back in the game there, you know, down that left-hand side. They've got players, strike players all over the park, but I don't think they're playing as a team at the moment and consistently week in, week out, you know. We're seeing two different Roosters teams at the moment. And that guy there, Cooper Cronk, he's trying his hardest, but he knows this is very different to Melbourne. You know, he's got to put his blueprint or put his print on this team.
What I see with Tedesco is a player who doesn't play to structure, but here he's forced to. At the Tigers, he'd pop up anywhere. He'd even run out of dummy half. He'd be left, right. But now it seems like they do to the left for a Kiri cutout ball to a Latrell Mitchell, or as the Rabbitohs go berserk in their dressing room with a celebration. Tedesco needs to be that player who pops up everywhere. In that first half, Dale, we didn't see him until he ran and made that break for the initial tries to Latrell Mitchell. You got to see a fullback more than that, don't you?
You do, mate, especially when he's one of the most effective players in and around the competition, you know. I mean, he scores tries and then he also sets them up too. We're just not seeing the best of Tedesco at the moment. I know he's at a new club, but it's time for him to put his stamp on this team.
Boys, one thing that got both your backs up was late in the game where we saw young Jake Friend. Well, the chance went up from the Rooster supporters. Radley, they wanted coach Trent Robinson to get Friend off and get Radley on. We even saw, because Trent Robinson's in the box beside us.
Yeah. Oh, you heard all the banging going on next to me.
And they were saying to him, get Radley on there, get Friend off. And then I just thought that was a pretty ordinary way to treat Jake Friend. And obviously he could hear all that. He could hear the chants of Radley. Jake Friend's given such great service to this club.
Look, he's one of the captains of your club. It's about respect, and he's done so much for your club. And look, I know they wanted Radley on there, and they probably weren't happy with the play that he made down that blind head side where he puts a little grubber over when there was really nothing doing there. And they get the ball and they bring it out 20 metres. But you've got to show respect. You're under the pump. Look, we like to win week in, week out, you know, as fans and stuff. But it's no good people turning around, giving it to the coach of your club, Trent Robinson, and also giving it to Jake Friend and saying, Radley.
I think the referees were kind of going, they're not bagging us. They're bagging one of their own players. I can't believe it. I can't remember another time, boys, when I've seen that happened before, when a crowd has booed their captain off the field. I can't remember a time in my history of watching rugby league when I've seen it happen.
I know when I've been at the Broncos, when we've been thumped by a Melbourne Storm, I remember
They booed the whole crowd. Yeah, they booed the whole team.
The whole team. The way that we're
coming off half time. They booed you, but not an individual like that. That was embarrassing.
I don't think I've seen that. And Jake Friend could obviously hear him and just his body language when he came on. Look, I reckon he'll bounce back from that. But I think the problem is now you've got a player who's been there so long, and people are thinking, it's time for change. It's rattling, and it's a tough one. But the fans want what they want.
But yeah, the coach kind of fed the mass by taking him off.
Yeah.
So once he took him off and put Radley on, he was kind of listening to the crowd instead of worrying about his own.
So
do you think that's what happened?
Well, I think
it was the right time to put Radley on.
I would have kept them both on. I would have kept them both on because obviously Cooper Cronk then he loves Friend.
Oh yeah,
they love him. What a bizarre game! What on the Rabbitohs?
Yeah, if people have got a problem. Listen to what we're saying. Obviously, listen to when we talk through the game, but also listen to what Cooper Cronk, how he explains it. He said he'll put his head where he wouldn't, and some other stuff. He said
Now it's great. It's whether you're a Rooster supporter or a South supporter. If you grew up around here like I did, this is the game you want to win. You want to win this game as a supporter more than you do any other game. And g'day to all the Rabbitohs supporters and the Roosters supporters heading home, listening in the car. Do you think, boys, it's time for Radley to start? Do you think that, Wendell, that maybe Radley should start next week?
We'll probably ask him. Gee, he's a forward, mate. I'm an outside back superstar.
Yeah, but he doesn't love himself as much as you do, so I thought you'd have an answer.
I would have an answer, mate. I like Radley. I think, time's coming where, he probably got to start more. He's certainly got to start more.
Do you think Maroon's your colour?
I'm a bit... anything's my colour, mate.
That's just him.
Yeah. What do you think about Radley there?
I think Jake Friend's got to play a lot worse than that for a longer period of time to not be starting that team. One bad game doesn't make a season. I'd give him... Radley's definitely the next in
line. He's the next big thing.
He's the next big thing, and he can play lock. He can play anywhere. But I think Radley's in... He's so impressive that, but Jake Friend's their captain. I'm not sure about his contract and how long it's going for and stuff, but as long as he's there, he's got to start.
Let me tell you, I was lucky enough to coach that young bloke, the Clare Valley Crocs. My young bloke, him, Lachlan Lenn, they're all the juniors coming through.
Radley.
At Clare Valley Crocs. And Victor Radley, you just knew that. I think he's got three other brothers, so there's four of them, and they're all like that. They're all machines. So, mate, he was always a nice kid. You could always tell he was going to make it.
One of them's Bradley, isn't it, his brother?
Yeah.
boys,
Hadley.
Boys, just listening through Triple M in Wagga Wagga, the Takes Two promotion raises money for local charities. The Wagga Wagga Takes Two promotion, and you told apparently Potsy and Leighton, the Brekkie Show in Wagga Wagga, that you would both hand over some merchandise for the auction.
Yeah, I did.
So I'll talk to you through the week
about that. Sure, I did, yeah.
Apart from all that, we talked about Jake Friend giving great service.
Yeah.
Someone else who's given great service, our producer Tom Birmingham, who has been poached by another radio station.
What?
Yeah.
And
it happens
and
in this game.
Just been offered too much money to turn it
Where's
back.
Where's his loyalty?
That's what I said.
Oh.
That's what I said.
He wouldn't have been able to spell it.
But he's been great for us
here, he's been good.
No doubt you'll be back one day, Burmos. But would you like to say a few words, mate? Tom Birmingham, everybody, he's leaving.
Where's he going?
Triple M. He's going to there's a new sports station. He's going over there to sort that out for them, and we wish him all the best.
He's a good man.
We don't necessarily wish them all the best, but we wish him all the best.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see him back here one day soon. Rabbitohs 26 beat the Roosters 14 in the local derby. The boys gave their man of the match to Damien Cook.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, the guys will be on deck again tomorrow, and then Saturday NRL starts at midday, followed by a couple of games. If you can't get them where you are, you can always get them on the app. You can get the Warriors game, and you're calling that one.
Yeah, Del? Warriors Broncos.
Warriors Broncos.
With Dan.
And Dan's going to call that one. And then I've got Cowboys Doggies, and that one probably, I think that one is on Triple M Sydney as well. So you can always get it on the app at triplem.com.au.
Thank you, mate.
Well done, boys.
That's a bit.
Congratulations to the Rabbitohs. Well played.
Thank you, MG, and congratulations, everybody. Get home safely. Yeah. MG, always a pleasure to work with you, my friend.
See you, brother.
And Del, get home safely too, mate.
Will do, mate.
Don't forget, you both got a big bag of jerky there to take with you. And on behalf of Emma Lawrence and everyone else, thanks to CBus Super. Here are the highlights from today's Rabbitohs win. Glory, glory.
Triple M NRL game highlights. For CBus Super, building a future we can all be proud of.
To kick off Latrell Mitchell, dummy half.
He's gone right through to Tedesco. He's only got the fullback to beat, and Johnson comes at him and stops him. Oh, he went through like lightning.
10 metres inside the Rabbitohs' end. Played back now. It goes across from Radley to Keary. Keary then gets it out to Latrell Mitchell. Mitchell for the corner.
There we go.
The corner.
for the corner, and Mitchell plants it down. Latrell Mitchell's got our first try.
Played back to Reynolds, the Rabbitohs on the attack. Then Walker, Walker Sutton, Walker on the run around. Walker still going, gets it out to the wing of Jennings, and Jennings goes over in the corner.
What a great half of rugby league.
From 30 out, Reynolds puts a kick up. Robinson chases it. Robinson drops it, but it goes backwards. It's in the in-goal area.
Oh.
And I tell you what, Tedesco was tackled. He dropped the ball.
It's a try.
A South player jumped on it and grounded it.
Comedy of errors and some good chasing down the ball from the red and green.
South's try.
The short side for Walker to put up a kick again. And here come the chasers again. And they go up and they press up.
Well, we talk about vintage football. Well, come at the man, come at the hour. That man, English.
Clump kicks out toward the wing of Jennings. Up they go. It'll be a knock on Roosters, I think you'll find. Oh, no, it's not. It's play on.
Play on.
And they come around. Maybe he knocks it back, but I think he probably knocks it forward.
I don't know.
The referee said try.
And the ball is grounded by
the ball's
Ryan
grounded there by Madison, so it will be a try. We've got a game on our hands, boys and girls. Reynolds offloads it, gets it away to Sutton. He throws it down.
What a play!
And Sutton's over. Sutton's over for the Rabbitohs. Rabbitohs 26, Roosters 14. A remarkable second half from the Rabbitohs.